Hello and welcome to another episode of your weekly live Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, coming to you from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. I am Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, and today we are talking about Discovered on the Moon. Well, Discovered on the Moon, which has a little less to do about the man in the moon and a little more to do with a government cover-up. You heard me, a government cover-up. So, without further ado, let's get into this. So, on January 24th, 1994, a joint project between NASA and the Ballistic Missile Defense Organization, did I get that right? Yes. launched something called Project Clementine. Now, Project Clementine was aboard a Titan II 23G rocket. Right, the objective was to test the effects of long-term space, or long-term exposure to outer space, on spacecraft sensors and components. It was also supposed to make scientific observations of the moon, and of a near-Earth asteroid called 1620 Geographos. So the mission was, it lasted for 115 days. And publicly, what Clementine discovered on the moon was a crater on the lunar south pole, which showed evidence of water. There was ice. The crater was deep enough that there was constant shade from the sun. And so, ta-da, water on the moon. The last transmission from Clementine was on May 10th, 1995. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sounds pretty ordinary, right? Flash forward to 2004. So a researcher, his name is Joseph P. Skipper, and he's written a number of books on kind of life on Mars, life on the moon, all kinds of stuff. But he was going through the public images from Clementine. And what he found were several images that showed some doctoring. What? NASA had doctored images? So yeah, so when he went on to the Clementine browser, there were a number of images that showed something had been blurred out in the image, right? And so looking closer at the images, he could kind of make out that there were strata or shadows that created long lines. And he wasn't sure. He thought it might have height, so it could be a structure or perhaps a spacecraft, some kind of object on the lunar surface. So Skipper kind of went to town on this theory. And it kind of existed for about 5 years, right? So, and then in 2009, there's this expert forensic image analyst, right? This guy named Jim Horrocks, who'd worked with the LAPD and works in multimedia forensics. He has a look at these images as I think it was part of a documentary. But he has a look and says that while he can tell that the images are doctored, that he really cannot confirm or deny whether or not there is something on the moon, whether it's a structure or a spacecraft. But based on the measurements that he was able to extrapolate from the images, he guesstimated that this structure slash craft, this thing hidden by the blur, was approximately the size, well, 10 times the size of the city of Los Angeles, right? So just to give you a visual on that, so if you think about the mothership from the film Independence Day, that's about 10 times the size of Los Angeles. So that's how big this object that was hidden under the blur was thought to be. So, sounds normal, right? Except that a little while later, when people started visiting the Clementine browser, or the new Clementine browser, these images are now clean. There's no blur. There's no object. It's just a clean image. However, we had already had an expert forensic analyst tell us that the photos were doctored to begin with. So something has changed, or something is being covered up, hidden, taken out of the public eye. Not exactly sure what that is. But as if this weren't enough of a mystery, apparently there were some other photos from the same set that showed a vertical object was also blurred. So what is this vertical object? So some researchers, some investigators, some skeptics, some conspiracy theorists thought that it might be an obelisk or a rocket or a missile. But again, same thing. The image is now clean. There's no blur, no smudge, no vertical shape hidden in the images that are now available from Clementine. So that is what was discovered on the moon in 1994 by Project Clementine, that was brought to light in 2004, that was confirmed in 2009, and which now seemed to have completely disappeared. So, is there a secret base or a secret civilization on the moon? I don't know. It would be hard to tell. What we do know is that there is a potential government cover-up, which does not surprise any of us, I'm sure. And, you know, it comes down to it. We're left to decide on our own, folks. This has been another live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I'm your Minuteman, Robert Hensley. And I want to invite you to come back and see more Truth Be Told content every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Mondays with me, Wednesdays, Bonnie Burkert hosts Truth Be Told Transformation, and on Fridays, Tony has the original Truth Be Told. And don't forget, if you have a story idea, something you want to see us take a look at, email us, reportminuteman@gmail.com. That's where this story came from. Thank you so much to Dan in Pennsylvania for sending this out to us. And until next time, guys, have a good one.